It will go on the website for someone that goes in regards to more information about salvation. Last Wednesday night, we did the plan of salvation, and remember at the bottom, it directed anyone that wanted to go further to go to baptism. So that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. Okay, Danny, you got me on? All right, our subject is baptism. And throughout the church age, there has been many different opinions concerning baptism. Some of the questions that they wanted to answer included, who is to be baptized? Should infants be baptized? Is baptism only for adults? When is a person to be baptized? Is baptism essential to salvation? From these and other questions, we realize that baptism is an important subject to be studied. It is important to learn what the Bible says about baptism. It is important to learn how the word baptism is used in the New Testament. The Bible must be our source of understanding and not church tradition. Baptism is a New Testament ordinance. A New Testament ordinance is a rite prescribed by Christ to be performed by his church. Baptists believe that there are two ordinances of the New Testament church, baptism and the Lord's Supper. They are both based upon the completed work of redemption through Jesus Christ. They both symbolize the truth of the death and resurrection of Christ. Jesus instructed his followers in what is known as the Great Commission, beginning with Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Baptism identifies the believer with the ministry of the Trinity in their life. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So let's look at the meaning of the word baptize. To baptize literally means to immerse, to put or go under water. Baptism refers to an immersion in water for a religious purpose. To be identified with is a good way to understand the meaning of baptism. To be baptized into or unto something or someone has the meaning of identification. The one being baptized is identifying with that which is named. To be baptized into the name of someone identifies with what the name stated stands for. To be baptized into anything identifies believing in that which is named. So baptism is a profession of belief and trust in someone and what they have done. Baptism is a commitment to observe and be obedient to that which is named. Believer's baptism is a good term to explain the meaning of New Testament baptism. Believer's baptism identifies with repentance and remission of sins and receiving Christ. Baptism into Christ identifies with the person and work of Christ for our salvation. Baptism identifies the saved with the death, burial, resurrection, and life of Jesus Christ. Baptism identifies that the believer has received the salvation provided through Christ. It is important to recognize that there is no parallel to believer's baptism found in the Old Testament. New Testament baptism is not describing or identifying with the ritual washings practiced by the Jews. Baptism in the New Testament always identifies with a spiritual relationship between God and the believer. It identifies with the work of God in the life of the believer through Christ and the Holy Spirit. New Testament baptism was first instituted by John the Baptist. You can read of John the Baptist in Matthew 3, 1 through 12, Mark 1, 1 through 8, Luke 3, 1 through 9, and verses 15 through 17, and John 1, 19 through 28. All four gospel accounts present the ministry of the divine herald known as John the Baptist. John is the one who was sent to prepare the way for Jesus and his earthly ministry. His name was John, and he was sent by God to present Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior. John was surnamed the Baptist, which literally meant the one who baptizes. He is the first person we find baptizing in the New Testament. Matthew 3, 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. It is important to understand the message he preached, Matthew 3, 2, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." To repent means to change the mind, to change your mind about God and his kingdom. John baptized those who believed and received his message, Matthew 3, 5. Then went out to him at Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Baptism identified them with the message that John was preaching. Matthew 3:11. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Usually today, people relate the word baptize to water baptism only. But there are other uses of the word baptism in Scripture, which identify with our spiritual life. We must understand the context of each passage where the word baptize or baptism is found. The baptism with the Spirit identifies our relationship with Christ and with other believers. 1 Corinthians 12:13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." All who are saved are baptized with the Spirit at the moment of salvation. The baptism with fire identifies with the future judgment of God at the return of Christ. Those who are saved will not face the baptism with fire. John spoke of the wrath of God that would come one day, Matthew 3:7. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Because we are now in the kingdom of God, we are delivered from the wrath to come." From John's baptizing ministry, we can find many truths related to believers' baptism. He baptized believers in the waters of the Jordan River. There was enough water to immerse them. Notice also that John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance means to think differently. Repentance is a change of mind. Believers are baptized because they now think different about God in their life. Believers are baptized because they have now turned to God and turned from sin. Baptism identifies the believer with their new life in Christ. They have been born again. which Jesus told Nicodemus was a must. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John warned the believers to give evidence of a changed life. Matthew 3:8. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Baptism is a witness, a personal testimony of repentance. Baptism identifies the believer as now positioned in the kingdom of God. Matthew 3:2. And saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Baptism is a personal testimony of faith in the promises of the Messiah. Matthew 3:3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Baptism is a public commitment to live according to God's standard of righteousness. So John baptized those who confessed their sins, repented of their sins, and turned to God. He baptized them because they desired to live in obedience to God. All of the above thoughts are summed up for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Baptism is a personal testimony of the new life we now have in Christ. So let's take a look at the baptism of Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Mark 1, verses 9 through 11. And Luke 3, verses 21 and 22. The baptism of Jesus by John was unique in its significance and purpose. It was not like that which John administered to others. There was no confession of sin or repentance required before Jesus' baptism. Jesus had no sin to repent of. Paul said that Jesus knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus insisted that he be baptized by John. Matthew 3:13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. John was hesitant to baptize Jesus. Matthew 3:14. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. Jesus explained why he had come to be baptized. Matthew 3:15. And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. The baptism of Jesus identified with who he was and why he came to the earth. He came to fulfill all righteousness, so that we might be made righteous through faith in Jesus. Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. In order to provide righteousness for us, he must take upon himself the sins of the world. He took the sins of the world to the cross and sacrificed himself for us. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. He also arose from the grave to fulfill all righteousness, Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Evidence that Jesus is that man who will fulfill all righteousness is found in the resurrection. The evidence that Jesus is that man is also found in the account of Jesus' baptism. Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The baptism of Jesus marked the beginning of his earthly ministry. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus confirmed that he was that man equipped by God to fulfill his ministry for man and to fulfill all righteousness. His earthly ministry would fulfill God's redemptive plan to bring salvation to sinful man. Acts 10:37. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. John gave testimony of the person and work of Jesus. John 1:29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So who is to be baptized? Those who believe in Christ are to be baptized. Baptism is only for those who are already saved. It is not the means unto salvation. A person is not baptized in order to be saved. They are to be baptized because they are saved. Baptism is a personal testimony of a personal salvation. Baptism is the evidence of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a statement of faith, a witness that the believer has received Christ into their life. Baptism is a witness of the desire to now live a daily life for Christ. The angel of the Lord sent Philip to speak to an Ethiopian eunuch. Acts 8:35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The message that must be preached and believed is Jesus, which is known as the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Philip taught the Ethiopian the truth of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Philip not only told him how to be saved, but he explained what he was to do because he was saved. Philip had instructed him concerning baptism, according to Acts 8:36. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Remember that to baptize literally means to immerse. to put or go under water. They came to a water hole that had enough water in it to immerse the Ethiopian. There was excitement in his voice when he said, "Look, here's water." He is the one who noticed the water and asked the question concerning baptism. Why can't I be baptized? What would keep me from being baptized? The answer is simple. Nothing if you believe in Jesus. Acts 8:37. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The one to be baptized is a person who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Baptism identifies with what Jesus has already done in our life. Acts 8:38, "And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." He was baptized because he was already saved. Water baptism is a picture of what has taken place in a believer. Water baptism is a personal testimony to the truth of the Spirit's baptism. We're baptized of the Spirit at the time of our salvation. All believers experience spiritual baptism at the time of their salvation. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Within the context of this passage, one baptism must refer to the Spirit's baptism. Water baptism is an outward sign of the inner work of the Spirit's baptism. The Spirit's baptism identifies the believer's position in Christ. Galatians 3:26. "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Jesus died on the cross and was buried in the tomb. But he arose to from the grave to live. Christians are spiritually identified with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Paul says that we are identified with Christ through baptism. The verse literally reads, "having been buried with him in baptism." Spiritual baptism unites believers into the finished work of Christ for salvation. Water baptism is a testimony to the saving work of Christ in our life. Being put under the water testifies to the burial of the old life of sin. Being raised out of the water testifies to the resurrection of a new life in Christ. Walking from the baptismal waters testifies to a new walk with Christ daily. Paul explains it in Romans chapter 6. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be indeed dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, as you should obey it in the lust thereof. The testimony of water baptism is that Jesus died for our sins. Those who are saved are delivered from the power and penalty of sin. Baptism testifies to the resurrection of a new life in Christ. Water baptism is a personal testimony of a personal salvation. Those being baptized are saying to others, Christ hath given me a new life. I no longer want to live in sin. I have been delivered from the power of sin. I'm going to live the rest of my life for Christ. Our next study will be the Christian life. I guess I'm all.